Luke chapter 8. Then it came to pass, shortly afterwards, that he travelled from city to city and village to village, preaching and bringing good tidings of the kingdom of God, the 12 being with him also, as also some women, who had been cured of evil spirits and illnesses. Mary, who is called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's administrator, and Susanna, and many others, and they attended to them with their own resources. Then, when a large crowd had assembled, and people of various towns had come to him, he spoke using a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed it, some fell beside the road, and was trodden on, and the birds of the sky ate it up. And some fell on rock, where, after growing, it dried up because it did not have moisture. And some fell amid the thorn bushes, and when the thorn plants had grown up with it, they smothered it. And other seed fell onto good ground, and it grew up, and it produced 100-fold yield. While he was saying these things, he would call out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." But his disciples questioned him and said, "What does this parable mean?" Then he said, "To you it is granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But to the rest, they are described in parables, in order that they might see, but not have an eye to them, and hear, but not understand. Now this is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those beside the road are they who hear, but then the devil comes and removes the word from their hearts in order that they might not believe and be saved. Those on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but these do not have root, and they believe for a while, but in a time of testing they fall away. That which fell into the thorn bushes is those who hear, but are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life as they go, and they do not go on to produce fruit. But that on the good ground is those with a noble and good heart who hear the word and hold on to it and bear fruit with patience. No one who has lit a lamp hides it with a container or puts it under a bed, but rather puts it on a lampstand so that those who come in can see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become manifest, nor anything secret that will not become known, and come into the open. So watch out how you hear, for whoever has something, more will be given to him, but whoever does not have anything, even that which he thinks he has, will be taken from him. Then his mother and brothers came to him, but they were unable to reach him on account of the crowd. And it was reported to him by people saying, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, wanting to see you." But he replied and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." Then it came to pass in one of those days that he went on board a boat, as did his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side of the lake." So they set sail. Now as they were sailing, he fell asleep. Then a squall descended on the lake, and they were filling up with water, and they were in danger. So they went to him, and they woke him up, and said, "Master, Master, we are in mortal danger." Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the dashing of the water, and they stopped, and it became calm. Then he said to them, "Where is your faith?" But they were afraid and astonished, and they said to each other, "Who is this then, in that he even commands the winds and water, and they obey him?" Then they put in at the region of the Gadarenes, which is on the opposite side to Galilee. And when he had disembarked onto land, a certain man from the town met him, a man who had been possessed by demons for a considerable time, and who was not wearing any outer clothing, and who did not stay at home, but among the tombs. And when he saw Jesus, he shouted out, and fell down at him, and said in a loud voice, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you, do not torment me." for he had commanded the unclean spirits to come out of the man, for it had held him in his grip for a long time, and he was kept under guard, bound with chains and fetters. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into desolate places. Then Jesus questioned him and said, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. And he pleaded with him not to command them to go away into the abyss. Now there was a herd there of a considerable number of pigs feeding on the mountain, and they pleaded with him to allow them to go into them. At this he allowed them. Then, when the demons had come out of the man, they went into the pigs, whereupon the herd rushed headlong down the cliff into the lake and drowned. Then when the herdsmen saw what had happened, they fled and reported it in the city and in the fields. So they came out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus, and they found the man out of whom the demons had come, sitting down, clothed, and in his senses, at the feet of Jesus. And they were afraid. Then those who had actually seen it related to them how he who had been possessed by demons had been cured. However, the whole populace of the surrounding area of the Gadarenes asked him to depart from them, because they were gripped by a great fear. So he went on board a boat and returned. But the man out of whom the demons had come implored him to stay with him. However, Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and tell them about what God has done for you." At this, he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole city what Jesus had done for him. Then it came to pass, when Jesus returned, that the crowd welcomed him, for they were all awaiting him. And the next thing that happened was that a man, whose name was Jairus, who was president of the synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet and implored him to come into his house, because he had an only begotten daughter, 12 years old, and she was dying. And as he went off, the crowds pressed him, and a woman who had been suffering from a hemorrhage for 12 years, who had spent all her life savings on doctors, but who had not been able to be cured by anyone, came up from behind and touched the hem of his coat. And immediately her hemorrhage stopped. At this Jesus said, "Who is it who touched me?" Since everyone denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the crowds are pressing you and thronging you, yet you ask, 'Who is it who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I am aware that power has gone out from me." Then when the woman saw that she had not gone unnoticed, she came trembling and fell down at him and explained to him in the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him and how she had been cured immediately. He then said to her, "Be of good courage, my daughter, your faith has cured you. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone came from the entourage of the president of the synagogue, saying to him, "Your daughter has died. Do not trouble the teacher." But when Jesus heard it, he replied to him and said, "Do not fear, just believe, and she will be saved." Then when he had come to the house, he did not permit anyone to go in, except Peter and John and James and the father of the child and the mother. Everyone was weeping and mourning her. But he said, "Do not weep, she has not died, but is sleeping." They then ridiculed him, since they knew that she had died. But he sent them all out and held her hand and called out and said, "Child, get up." At which her spirit returned, and she immediately stood up. Then he ordered her to be given something to eat. And her parents were astonished, but he instructed them not to tell anyone what had taken place.